embarrassed me in front of the whole class. I've got to find a way to get back at her.
You know what would be a better idea? Find a way to make peace with her. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Sometimes my brother and I would fight over the silliest things, like who could throw a baseball fastest or who got the last bit of ice cream left in the freezer. If you ever fight with your siblings or your friends, then I have a great Bible verse from the Gospel of Matthew. It's found in chapter 5, verse 9, where Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Remember, every single day you have a choice to make, whether it's at school or at home. You can argue or you can do what Jesus recommended to do, which is make peace. And that's what our story is entitled today, A Passion for Peace. Cleo walked around the room collecting assignments from her classmates. As she reached the end of the last row, she saw Kara staring back at her from the front, waiting. When she reached Kara, Clea held out her hand, expecting Kara to hand over her assignment. Instead, Kara threw the sheet on the ground for her to pick up. Stunned, Cleo felt her face warming up. Soft laughter rippled through the air like tiny waves in the ocean, quiet and discreet. She didn't know what else to do except bend down and scoop the paper off the ground. After handing the assignments to her teacher, Cleo made the long trek back to her desk while she felt the room staring at her. Pathetic, she thought. I should have just left the paper on the ground. Better yet, I should have ripped it into shreds. She opened up her notebook to bury her face in it, but she quickly noticed something was different. Oh, this isn't my math notebook, she thought. This is my prayer journal. She furrowed her brow as she flipped through the pages. I must have brought this one by accident. There, in rich gold ink, was a verse she had memorized at summer camp. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but be careful to do what's right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Romans 12:17-18. There it was, written like the golden rule. Cleo couldn't help but think it wasn't a coincidence she had brought the wrong notebook. Suddenly, she felt peace rush over her like still water. She kind of regretted not taking revenge on Kara because she had embarrassed her. But isn't that what it meant to be a follower of Jesus? To be humble in the face of challenges. To repay evil with good. When Jesus died on the cross, he died for all our sins, including Kara's, Cleo thought. If he can forgive me, I can forgive Kara. Taking revenge on Kara would have made Cleo feel good, and it surely would have saved face. But then Kara wouldn't get to experience what a true follower of Jesus looks like. Well, how about you? Do you have the urge to pay someone back for how they wronged you? Maybe you want to hit your brother back when he hits you, or steal your classmate's pencil after they stole your pen and lied about it. Isn't that what they deserve? It may seem like it, but God helps us choose to love instead. He could have given us what we deserve for sinning, but instead, Jesus died for us. Instead of revenge, we can choose peace and repay evil with good. Our key verse is Matthew 5:9.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
And our key thought, repay evil with good. When you're eating lunch or doing homework, do you like just listening to silence, or do you want to listen to music picked out just for you? If you chose music, then ask your Amazon Echo to play Keys for Kids Radio. You'll discover the best music from Seeds Family Worship, Hillsong Kids, and more. So just ask Alexa, play Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.